Make lots of friends in this business. One of them is up next. Colonel Rocky Rutkowski served 27 years in the U.S. Army, both an enlisted and commissioned officer in the infantry and as a civil military operator. Two combat tours where he was awarded the Bronze Star Medal during combat operations. He's a flat-out hero who served his country well and serves us very well now as president of Imperium Logistics, LLC, with a keen eye toward what's going on in our world from a military standpoint and a political standpoint. Rocky, it's always good to see you, always good to have you on. Where was the last time I saw you? Was it at Cars and Cigars? That's what it was, wasn't it?
It was at Cars and Cigars where I had my beautiful wife, Amalia, who's actually celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Amalia. That's fabulous. Well, good for her. The always beautiful Amalia celebrating her birthday on this day in history, June 21st, along with a couple of other folks. Norman Yatuma is celebrating his birthday today, if I have that right. Anybody else celebrating today? Congratulations. Yesterday it was Sean, John Bowl, John and Marlene Bowl. John Bowl, the wonderful philanthropist around town. He's a great guy, and he celebrated a big birthday too. So Amalia's in great company here, Rocky.
So absolutely. Thank you.
Give me some of your latest insight on Ukraine. Obviously, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, is expecting greater hostile activity. He's asking the world for help, any help they can give. Are we doing enough as America like we're supposed to be doing?
I think we are, and in many ways we're not really talking about it. But, you know, the news cycle here in the United States is now focused on inflation and gas prices and our southern border like it should be in many ways. But we're missing the point that there's four incredible things that are taking place in news-breaking issues that are taking place in Ukraine as well. There's number one, the economic summit in St. Petersburg, where Putin made some major pronouncements of allowing, he said that Ukraine should be allowed to join the EU because they're a sovereign government. They can make that type of decision. But he basically is against Ukraine joining NATO, which is obviously maybe potentially a foreshadowing of the beginning of an end to the war if it goes poorly for him on the east, which is the Donbas and the Luhansk area, or the south, where he's moving from Crimea into Odessa. He's basically trying to capture the southern portion of Ukraine and not allow them to have a port, especially the port of Odessa, which would make basically Ukraine a rump state. But yes, we are sending incredible weapons like what's called the HIMARS, which is a high-mobility artillery rocket system. We're sending the M777 howitzer, which is a lighter, faster artillery piece that allows the Ukrainians to shoot and move that howitzer so that people understand when you actually shoot an artillery piece, you're also basically giving away where you're shooting from. The enemy can spot you and direct fire directly on you. So that howitzer unit can move because it's a lot lighter than other artillery units that they've had. The real issue comes down to, Paul W., is the HIMARS, which is the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, because that artillery rocket system is very precise. It's GPS-driven. There's three people on that team that move that artillery piece around. And the key issue here is that artillery piece can shoot 300 kilometers. Which means that if Ukraine wanted to, they could actually shoot into Russian territory. And one of the things that NATO and the U.S. said was that we will give you these weapons, but we need you to make sure that you sign this contract that states that you will not shoot into Russian territory to expand this conflict.
Yeah, that'd be, I think, a really big mistake. I mean, you want to poke the bear a little, and they've poked the hell out of the bear and done a tremendous job, but they start shooting any of their artillery into Russia, and they're going to have bigger problems than they ever imagined, because it gives him every excuse to use whatever he has against them, and he has a lot.
Absolutely. But you know, Paul W., this has actually happened not a long time ago, about 3 months ago at the beginning of the war, about a month into the war, because we're now going into our fourth month of this war. Wow. That was only allegedly supposed to be a couple days or a couple weeks. If you recall that the Ukrainians actually fired weapons through helicopters, Ukrainian helicopters, into the Russian airspace and into Russian ground space, where they hit a fuel point inside of Russia, and that was 3 months ago, and now we're seeing how the war has turned as Russia tried to encompass Kiev from the north, how it turned poorly for them. So now they've kind of restructured their strategy that they're going to hit the east and use their supply lines from the east to resupply their soldiers, which is the key issue here. They've learned from their mistakes in the north. And what's interesting about this HIMARS, that high mobility artillery rocket system, is that it could precisely take out their supply routes and supply trains. And that's the key focus. If you can cut off an enemy's supply routes and you can attack them from the front with these artillery pieces like the howitzer that we talked about, Ukraine has a great opportunity to stop them in the east. And if they do stop them in the east, as well as in the south, then I think that the war will end soon.
Well, always good advice and insight that we couldn't get anywhere else. And we appreciate you very much, Rocky. Just quick note, personal note, but passing along, Kim's biological father passed away some time ago, and we've had his ashes trying to coordinate at a very busy Veterans, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs cemetery, the Western New York National Cemetery. And we'll be going there very soon for kind of a military burial of her father. And I was thinking if anyone would understand that and appreciate that, it would be Rocky Rachkowski, who's done a great job serving this great country of ours and helping people like us and others on this great radio station get some insight we wouldn't have otherwise. So, Rocky, we thank you. Please give Amalia our best birthday wishes for the day as well. I hope you have special plans.
We actually do. And please say hi to Kim. Give her a big hug from Amalia and I and for her hero husband or father.